where local and regional musicians come to play. The Homegrown Rocker.
And again, thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price. My guest in the studio is Sasha Frost, and he is the chief organizer of the 7th Annual Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival, going on Thursday through Saturday, August 6th through 8th at the Singing Valley Fairgrounds. And Sasha, how do you view the growth of Mass in the Grass over its first 7 years, and where do you see it growing?
It's definitely grown a lot since our first one. You know, our first festival was kind of just like a backyard camp out, more or less, you know, literally in somebody's backyard in Tyrone. So, we went from there to being at a much bigger venue, the fairgrounds. And ever since we've been there, we've just been spreading the word through word of mouth and Facebook and, just trying to encourage as many people as possible to come out and see what it's all about, because we do have a ton going on there, and it's one of the cheapest festivals that you can go to. So we're happy with how it's grown, and as far as future plans, I think we will try to stick with the hometown feel for quite some time here until, you know, we feel like we're ready to maybe move up to the next level and have an even larger scale event. So maybe take it out on the road a little as well, try to bring it to some other areas.
All right. And what is the most rewarding part of doing Mass in the Grass? What's the most rewarding part to you of putting this thing together and seeing it happen?
Most rewarding thing, I'd have to say, just, you know, hearing the stories about it. People I don't even really know, you know, they tell me about times that they had there and just the memories that they were able to create there. And that's kind of just the main idea, you know. A lot of people are maybe going to a festival for the first time when they're attending Mass in the Grass. So we just try to put on a good time for everybody and hope they come back with some good memories to share in the future.
All right. And of course, this event's happening at the Singing Valley Fairgrounds, and you're also involved with the Singing Valley Farm Show a little bit. How is this year's event coming together for that?
Everything looks to be good with the farm show. We have, you know, they didn't have the farm show back in, I think it was 2021, for a lack of help. Me and a couple friends of mine decided to join the board of the farm show. And since then, we've gotten a lot more volunteers, and everything's going smoothly with that. So that'll be September 14th through the 19th. It's kind of a week-long, family-friendly event, so definitely check it out.
All right. So, again, the Singing Valley Farm Show, and that will be happening in September. All right. Well, we have another song we're going to play at this point. We've talked about them a little bit already. Anything else you want to tell me about Nailbite?
Nailbite's just been amazing to work with. They always show support for, you know, our social media posts and sharing our stuff, which we really appreciate. And I know there's people that are coming just to see Nailbite, so hopefully they'll stick around also for the other bands.
Yeah, for sure. And watching their singer going from mild to metal wild is always impressive too.
Yeah, that's kind of what first attracted me to the band. Sort of reminded me of one of my old favorite bands, Flyleaf. I kind of just, it instantly connected with me when I saw their first video for Cut It Out, one of their songs.
Yep, and they were indeed one of the big highlights of last year's Mass in the Grass as well. We're going to play something from Nailbite, and this is off of their latest album called Nostalgia, and it's a song called The Heart. Nailbite, again, will be a part of the 7th Annual Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival.
Feeling the burn of all my mistakes.
Local and regional music plays here every Sunday night.
The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker.
What's yet to come? They're all struck by death and done by the apocalyptic scenes.
But the truth of the matter of what remains unseen.
You're thinking about the innocent. Go for the throat. Survival of the fittest. Go.
the Homegrown Rocker, and again with a spotlight on bands and artists taking part in the Mass at the Grass Music and Arts Festival next weekend. We just heard from the band Strange Culture. They're out of southeastern Pennsylvania, and a song called Two Men, One Trench. That's from Strange Culture's 2025 album called Underneath. And Strange Culture will be in action Saturday night. They'll actually be preceding the headlining band on Saturday night called Nailbite. Wish we heard before Strange Culture, Nailbite with the song The Heart. And that's from Nailbite's Nostalgia album coming out in 2024. Nailbite out of the Lancaster area. And they will again headline the main stage on Saturday night at Mass in the Grass. One more time, let's get some more information from Sasha Frost about the Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival. And again, our guest in the studio this evening is Sasha Frost. We're talking about the 7th Annual Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival. And again, it's going on August 6th through 8th, Thursday through Saturday at the Singing Valley Fairgrounds. And I guess we should ask again about ticket information. How can people get tickets if they're intrigued by what they're hearing tonight?
So we have tickets available on theticketing.co. If you just look up Mass in the Grass, it shows you all the ticket options there. You can also go to massinthegrass.com. We have the Get Tickets link right on the top of the page. Or you can also purchase them at the gate as well for cash.
Yep, and we should clarify for everybody too, if you're spelling it out, it's Mass, letter N, T-H-A, grass, so that you're not winding up in some website, you're wondering what the heck's going on. Yeah, so it's again, Mass, letter N, T-H-A, grass, Mass and the Grass. All right, anything else you want to say about Mass in the Grass that we haven't covered, anything we haven't revealed about this year's event?
I think we mostly covered everything, although I'm sure there'll be some surprises. I have every year I try to have somebody else plan Friday's late nights. So we have Wes Schreiner from several different bands locally. He's going to be planning the punk show for late night on Friday. So definitely check that out. His two bands, the JW Project and Take the Hit, will be playing, as well as another band called Junk Punk. So should be pretty cool.
Yeah, but I think Mashed Potato is a part of that too. Am I right?
Yeah, Mashed Potato. They'll be playing right before Strange Culture and Nailbite, so right before the headliner sets on Saturday night.
Yep, so it'll be a different part of the weekend, but they will be there. Mashed Potato will be a part of things as well. Sasha, is there anybody you would like to thank beforehand for helping out and assisting at this year's festival?
Yeah, there's always a lot of people to thank. First and foremost, our sponsor, Keystone Q. They've really helped this festival be able to continue every year because, you know, it's an expensive endeavor to put on an event like this. We have a bunch of other sponsors, Higher Frequency Illusions, Hess Hauling, Belly Busters, True Healing Concepts, Nexus Labs, a whole slew of different people who are supporting the event. Definitely want to thank everybody over the years who has, you know, helped me out, contributed money and their time and energy to making sure this can continue. I'd like to thank the mother of my children, Felicia, for supporting me in this endeavor as well, as well as my good friend Nicole Fontanella for kind of inspiring me to do a festival. So that's about That's what I got for now.
All righty. And you mentioned Higher Frequency Illusions. And one of the neat things I've seen about them, you know, is they continue to grow their craft is when they're nearby a stage and they start throwing the fire, the bands get very excited and it just ratchets up the whole atmosphere and the energy.
Yeah, it definitely brings a cool element to the late night shows just to have some, dancers throwing fire around. to the music and everything. So especially for the metal bands, I'm sure they are excited for that.
Definitely. All right. And again, how may listeners find out more about the festival? Talk about the website or web addresses.
Yeah, we have massinthegrass.com. That's our main website where you can see all the information about the event as far as any info you need. We have a frequently asked questions section on there. Probably one of the best places to keep up is if you have Facebook. We have the Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival group page where we post all of our updates. And then we also have the Mass in the Grass event page for 2026. So be sure to go on that and RSVP and invite your friends and family.
And again, that's Mass, letter N-T-H-A, grass, Mass in the Grass. All right. Well, we have one more song we're going to go with here, and it's a group, a rising young force from Northern Cambria County called Farge. Anything you'd like to say about these guys?
Yeah, you know, it's one of the bands I'm most excited to see this year. We had them open for Kiss Army at Funky Claude's recently, and I'd never really heard their music too much, but when they played, I was really blown away, and yeah, it's best new music I've heard in a while.
All right, and they have a new EP out, and we're going to play something off of that 3-song EP. This is Farge from Northern Cambria County, the song Weak. Sasha, thank you for being a part of the Homegrown Rocker, and I will be at Mass in the Grass, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Pleasure as always, and we'll definitely see you there.
All righty. Let's hear Farge. This is the song Weak. And again, Farge will be a part of the Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival.
one-stop shop for local and regional music. The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker, again with a spotlight on bands and artists participating in the Massa de Grasse Music and Arts Festival, which starts up Thursday, lasts through Saturday night. And we just heard a band that has been a part of Massa de Grasse in years past, a Starlight Gray based in the Altoona area, and their song Halos. And that is from a Starlight Gray's album called From Here to Eternity, which was put out in 2024. A Starlight Gray will be in action Friday night during Mass in the Grass. And we heard from Northern Cambria County, Farge, and their song Weak. And that is from Farge's three-song EP, simply called Demo, which came out not too long ago this year earlier. Like I said, Farge based in Northern Cambria. And if you've been following that project's progress on the Homegrown Rocker, you may recall that that was a one-person project created by Damian Cyril, the lead singer and guitar player for the project. He started writing songs, self-recorded his first EP, and Damian eventually did put together a band called Farge. And again, Damian sings and plays guitar in the project. AJ Berardi on drums, Ethan Keener on guitar, and Gio Toronto on bass and trumpet.
And I got to see Farge not too long ago, late June, when they opened up for the Kiss Army, Kiss tribute at the Funky Quads in Altoona. Farge, very impressive as the opening band that night. They awoke a lot of people about their talent and their potential, so we're going to keep an eye on them. And they will be performing Thursday evening at the Mass in the Grass Music and Arts Festival. Thanks once again to Sasha Frost for filling us in on all the details regarding Mass in the Grass. And hopefully you were turned on to it and maybe show up and support the event. I'll be there checking it out for a good part of the weekend as well. You might even hear my voice from the stage. I might be doing some emceeing at that event. Anyway, we have a couple more songs we'll finish things up with as far as Mass of the Grass. Mash Brotato from the Altoona area. They will be performing Saturday night at Mass in the Grass. And this is one of their songs. It's called Don't Give Up on the Homegrown Rocker.
Out of this world I'm meant to live another day. There'll be no hope for me if I don't stop right now. So I gotta find my way out. Suffocating me. There'll be no hope for me. It's gotta stop right now. So don't give up, don't give up, don't give up on me now. Oh.
I'm Dean.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the BS Express.
And you're listening to The Homegrown Rocker.
With Jim Price.
Woo!
Still talking there, but when it's up, still got some friends. Friend becomes close to grab for her. Just another 30 day with hometown blues. CDS says he's a flow. Felt the fire and I knew I was home. Seen it fight, man, I see it getting worse. Feel the decay of this hometown curse. Blow your brains out, build up a body picture. Just another blurry day, it's hometown curse. CDS, yes, he's a flow. Felt the fire and I knew I was home. Seen it fight, man, I see it getting worse. on the road.
The Homegrown Rocker finishing things up short and sweet with the BS Express out of the Altoona area. Their song Hometown Curse, and that's from the BS Express's second CD called Around the Bend, which came out in 2024. The BS Express will be playing on Saturday afternoon at Mass in the Grass. So, yeah, another act that you can look forward to. And, again, we heard Mash Brotato. They'll be playing Saturday night at Mass in the Grass. And we heard their song, Don't Give Up. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Homegrown Rocker. I'm the Professor Jim Price. As I said before, if you were turned on by any of the bands and artists that we played this week on the program, and you're interested in Mass in the Grass, go check it out, support the festival, and support all the festivals that happen in the area music-wise. Of course, Mass in the Grass, Route 22 Rock and Blues Festival, Brookfest in Bedford County that comes up at the end of this month, and other festivals as well. And get behind them and do your part to keep them happening here in Central PA. Yeah, your support's what generates the energy that keeps these things going. So get behind them and support them. The Homegrown Rocker, again, brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Central PA's source for mobile events and media that inspire, entertain, and unite. Dead Mike Comedy, bringing the best stand-up comedy to Altoona every month and taking local comics national with hard-hitting shows, great crowds, and the funniest comics around. At Dead Mike Comedy, we kill it. Also by Rail City Trivia, presenting trivia night events throughout Central PA. Come play and show us what you know. And visit Rail City Trivia's Facebook page to find out about upcoming trivia events. And brought to you by Pennsylvania Musician Magazine. Pick up a print copy at your favorite music venue or music store in the area, or check out the digital issue online at pamusician.net.
You've been listening to The Homegrown Rocker. Bands and musicians interested in having music aired on the program are welcome to submit their broadcast quality recordings. Send CD recordings to The Homegrown Rocker, 2513 6th Avenue, Altoona, PA 16602. Or drop them off at the Homegrown Rocker business offices during normal hours. And email digital music files to homegrownrocker@gmail.com. The Homegrown Rocker.
The Homegrown Rocker is brought to you by Rail City Culture Company, Dead Mike Comedy, and Rail City Trivia.